Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Hour 2. The breaking news as we went to break, Hasbro announcing that Mr. Potato Head will now be known as Potato Head. The Mr. Potato Head going gender neutral. They say they needed to give the iconic toy a modern upgrade. So there you go. We don't know what's happening to Mrs. Potato Head. But moving forward, Mr. Potato Head is no more. Folks, this is a sad, sad condemnation of our society right now, where the gender-neutral LGBT radical sex and gender revolutionaries are literally transforming this country, and I don't like where we're going with all of this stuff. Meanwhile, up on Capitol Hill, a very serious piece of legislation is being debated, the so-called Equality Act. One of the lawmakers who has been fiercely opposed to this is a fellow gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable. She is a freshman in Congress representing the great people of Colorado's 3rd District. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, honored to have Congresswoman Lauren Boebert with us. Congresswoman, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Todd. You know, I was sitting here wondering, is Mr. Potato Head not allowed to wear lipstick and heels and earrings? I thought that this was this Equality Act was all about.
You know, this is a brilliant question you raise. I'm just concerned. I'm concerned about. I don't know.
On flower hat. I'm just saying.
It's a crazy world we live in, Congresswoman. A crazy world.
It's ridiculous. You know, it's unfortunate when Congress will not listen to the people. We the people give government the consent to govern us, and they are not listening to the will of the people. They are just trying to cram through as many radical pieces of legislation as they can while they have control of the Congress, while they have the White House, and they're dragging our country along with them on this terrible radical ride. And it's unfortunate, but I'm trying to get the message out there to the American people that we are here standing for them, we're standing with them, and trying to prevent some of this. You know, I think everyone should be outraged at this so-called Equality Act. Equality for who? Equality for the female athletes who will lose scholarships because a man outplays them? Equality for the women who get their skulls crushed by a man? You know, how is that fair to anyone? Equality for the young girls who have to worry about men joining them in the restroom? It's just absolutely absurd.
You know, you wrote on Twitter just a few days ago that this would be the most egregiously anti-Christian piece of legislation ever passed into law in America. I want you to explain to our listeners what you mean by that. What exactly should they be prepared for in their church houses?
Well, you know, first of all, let's talk about the abortion industry and how tax dollars will further go to fund abortions. And this removes restrictions from like the Hyde Amendment and those protections from tax dollars going to perform abortions are gone. Doctors will be forced to perform them. Any religious entity will be forced to adhere to these radical rules in this legislation. Look at all of the nonprofit organizations and even women's shelter that will have to accept men who just simply identify as a woman, a Mr. Potato Head who decided to put on lipstick that day and a pair of heels. And now a woman who has been physically abused or assaulted and is in a woman's shelter has to bunk up with this guy. And this is supposed to be her safe space, and now a man is in there with her in that space where she's supposed to be protected. You know, this goes against religious freedom, and you know, it's funny. All religion is okay to the left, except Christianity. And I would say that I'm appalled by that. But Todd, I get it, because there's only power in Jesus. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. And so they have to hate Christianity and everything about it, because it's the only religion that is actually true and powerful and can transform lives.
Amen. And well said, Congresswoman. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a friend of this program, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Congresswoman, have you been surprised at the hate and the vitriol that's being directed at you and also Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene?
So I'm not surprised at all. I already knew that progressive liberals were have the most disdain for female conservatives. That's already been out there. It's known. It's something that I knew I was walking into. I'm here to protect the people in my district from these outrageous pieces of legislation, the narrative that's running rampant through our country. I believe we're seeing more conservative women step up because of what's been brewing in America over the past few years, especially in the last session of Congress. You know, we saw women who rose up in a voice, and that should have been something that we were able to celebrate. But unfortunately, the women who had the spotlight shining on them, they didn't speak for us. They didn't represent America. They don't represent the values that we are instilling in our children. They don't represent the freedoms and liberty that we love about this country. Instead, they want to restrict us and control us. And so that's why you're seeing so many conservative women step up now more than ever, because it's our turn to do our part to serve our country, protect the Constitution, freedom, and liberty for generations to come.
Yeah, I want to ask you about a survey that just came out. Gallup did the survey. Breitbart has the story. Nearly 16% of Generation Z now identify as LGBT. Do you think this is some sort of a scientific anomaly, or is this a case of people feeling more comfortable in coming out, or do you think this is about what's happening in our public school classrooms?
So as you said it exactly, our public school system needs transformation desperately. The 1619 Project is egregious, and it's to be these things. It's normalized, and it's really unfortunate because now even parents who try to consult with their children and prevent them from getting these hormone blockers injected into them can be at risk of losing custody of their children. It can be considered child abuse to not allow their children to mutilate their bodies over an idea. Some progressive who plants it in mind, and then it's allowed to grow and manifest. And the school system is largely to blame, because what we're teaching, we're teaching to hate America, hate nuclear family, to hate and be separated from God. And it's really sad to become this. However, Todd, I have read the end of the book, We Win. So all hope is not lost. I have a favorable, confident expectation that we will see a shift in America. And, I think a lot of parents are waking up, too. When you talk about the public school system, I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where it says there should be a federal Department of Education. That should be a state's issue. But nonetheless, those tax dollars are allocated there. But I think a lot of parents are waking up and saying, what are we paying for? Where are these tax dollars really going? They're just going to teachers' unions. And so if there's anything that 2020 has really shed a light on, it's that these tax dollars, if they're going to be spent, they need to be spent on the child's education, and the parents should be able to choose where their child goes to school. If the school is closed, they should not be receiving one dime from the federal government.
I'm with you on that. And again, one regret during the Trump administration, Betsy DeVos should have never been the education secretary, because there never should have been an education department. I felt like that was a missed opportunity to restore mm-hmm. control of our public schools back to our local communities.
I hear you there. This is something that I was speaking to the folks back home about. We need to be able to have local control. Unfortunately, in Colorado, that local control still isn't much better.
Sure.
But part of what's going on in Colorado is what motivated me to be here. You know, it's kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Seeing the comprehensive sex education that's come through the state of Colorado that's being mandated on children as young as in the third grade, teaching our children how to have and enjoy same-sex sex. That's not something that third graders should be taught. And that's what's taking place in Colorado. And so there was so much frustration in what we were seeing just at the state level that I felt irresponsible to sit at home and just complain about what was going on and not be a part of the solution.
Well, Congresswoman, we know it's a busy day up on Capitol Hill. Any ETA on when this vote is going to happen on the Equality Act?
So that will be today. We actually have a motion to adjourn right now. Someone on the House floor tried to call it quits for the day, and I would have been great with that because we would have saved America by not passing horrible legislation. So if anybody ever complains, you know, Congress is not in session, you should remind them you don't want Congress to be in session because we do bad things when we're in session. We pass bad legislation. Hopefully in 2022, we can take back the majority and change that trend. And we can start getting back to working for the people. But I need all your listeners to help me out with that. Go to laurenforfreedom.com. And we need more people like me here in Washington, D.C., fighting for freedom.
Well said. Well, thank you again. And we look forward to having you back on the show. You're a great American, and we really appreciate the great work you're already doing up on Capitol Hill.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Todd. And God bless you. God bless your listeners. And God bless America.
All right. You heard it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert on the Todd Stearns radio show. And, man, you know, it's real easy to get a perception of, you know, of someone based on what you hear in the media. But you got to do your homework, folks. And that's one of the reasons we love having people like Marjorie Taylor Greene on the show, Lauren Boebert, because you need to hear from them personally before you form an opinion. Look, we've got to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. If you want to weigh in on Mr. Potato Head or reparations or both, give us a call, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have Lauren Boebert on with us. Congressman Ted Budd coming up a little bit later, waiting for the vote on the Equality Act. Meanwhile, Hasbro announcing that Mr. Potato Head has now gone gender neutral. Apparently, he got his tubers chopped off, as they say in the world of potato lingo, I guess. But, you know, Grace and Avery, I mean, now the whole gender neutral or ungendered fight is going on in the toy box of America.
Yeah. Toy Story might be canceled very soon, guys.
Yeah, it's a very unfortunate thing going on right now. And like I was thinking while you were during the commercial break, what's going to happen? Like, because Hasbro owns a lot of major name brand toys. Including one that I thought of that might be going away just as quickly as Mr. Potato Head, is G.I. Joe. What are they going to call G.I. Joe now? Is it just going to be G.I. and that's it, or what?
G.I. Josephine?
G.I. Well, no, that's not
gender neutral
enough. That's
a girl, though. That's a girl name. Mm-hmm.
Unless G.I. Joe is, like, marketed as a transsexual, that is now G.I. Jane. Or it could be where... You know how, remember the old, what was it, in Batman, they had, Harvey Dent was what, Two-Face? Was that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was Two-Face.
So one side of the G.I. Joe could be like a dude, and the other side could be a gal.
I don't think anybody wants that. That's terrifying.
That's scary.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
Giving kids nightmares.
I'm just saying, guys, I mean, it's, you know, what are you going to do here? It's... And not to mention, I mean, what about, and we haven't even talked about, like, for example, Sylvester the Pussycat and Tweety Bird. I mean, maybe they could be involved in a trans species relationship.
Yeah. Like furries?
Oh gosh, don't even go there, Grace. Furries is a whole different conversation.
Well, you brought it up.
I mean, what was
about Ken and Barbie? Well, I mean, I always knew Ken was a little fruity, but
I don't think you could say that. That's
fruity?
I don't know if you're allowed to say that. He's a light in the loafers, maybe.
I feel like fruity's better than that.
No, I think Ken is heterosexual. I mean, he's a very well groomed man, and he's tan, very tan.
Have you seen the shorts he wears?
They're a little short for my taste, but
and
you
like
know,
pink.
We don't judge. And they're pink. We don't. What do you have a problem with men wearing?
No.
Wait a second.
No,
Grace.
Okay, no, I don't have a problem. I like actually pale pink on some guys, but like the hot pink. I mean, you can wear it. It's not my favorite.
If the whole
shirt's pink, like if it's got a little hot pink on there, that's okay.
Yeah, typically I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I'm fine with wearing pink. I just don't do it as often because I don't find the occasion. I only wear pink like if it's during springtime because that's like a spring color.
Yes.
But yeah, I do not wear hot pink, and I don't like that color in general. It's just too bright for my liking.
You see, I would like to know if other women feel the same way you do, Grace. So you don't wear pink.
I didn't say should. I just prefer not to wear hot pink shirts and shorts.
Well, hold on. So you're down. So let's say you're out.
Okay.
You're out shopping.
Yeah.
And you're doing whatever, and a guy comes along, and he just passes you, and he's wearing a pink shirt. So let's say back in your single days, would you be attracted to a man wearing?
What shade are you thinking about?
I mean, well, I don't know. Pink. I don't know.
If it's like hot pink, no. If it's like a salmon pink, yes.
I'm also going to say this. I really hope my mother is listening because she'll be really proud of me. Or any fans of the movie I'm about to quote from. If it's either the two colors of blush or bashful, I think they're totally fine.
Oh, for goodness sakes. What?
I don't know what that's from.
That's from Steel Magnolias, one of the greatest movies of all time.
I've never seen that.
You know, if
it's a classic.
All you young guys listening to the program, if you're dating a Southern girl and you need to understand Southern women, you need to watch Steel Magnolias.
Yeah,
it'll help you. It'll help you in life, and it'll also keep you out of a lot of trouble.
Yes, it definitely will.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, this is fascinating. But guys, I will say this: it's really unfortunate that it's come to this. By the way, Tim Van Horn, the morning host at KWAM, just sent me a text message. Salmon pink is a frat boy color.
It 100% is a frat boy color, yeah.
It is a preppy color.
But it's nice looking.
All right. No, you're backtracking now, Grace. You got to own your
I said
you got to own your belief.
Pink is okay, Grace, but not hot pink.
Do you recommend, Grace, that I start wearing some salmon pink around campus?
If you want a city girl, yes.
Okay. Then I will probably not wear that.
Okay.
So, all right. So keep us updated on that. So Avery's conducting a scientific experiment. Ladies, do you agree with Grace? Would you have a problem with a man wearing pink? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I think Governor Andrew Cuomo wears pink. We'll talk about that coming up next. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, hour two of the program. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Always a pleasure to have our good friend Congressman Ted Budd from the great state of North Carolina with us. Congressman, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing great. Good to be with you as always, Todd.
You know, Congressman, I was just checking out your Twitter feed a little while ago. You're weighing in on this Biden bailout, and you are warning people that this is going to have a massive impact in a very negative way on small businesses and the workers they employ.
You know, the very best stimulus is reopening the economy. I mean, they want to do it through government bailouts. They throw in this minimum wage regarding blue-collar jobs. They want to send stimulus checks to illegal immigrants. They want taxpayer funding for abortion being allowed in here, not prohibited. It's just the list goes on and on. And this minimum wage thing is just going to hurt small businesses. They think Silicon Valley is the same thing as Alabama, rural North Carolina, and West Virginia, and New York, upstate New York. It's not the same. And it's completely out of touch with what America needs right now. And Todd, you've probably said this before I was on just now. 91% of this bill has nothing to do with COVID. It's just a liberal wish list.
Well, it is, Congressman, and we just do not have the money. What are we going to do? Just start printing money? Is that what the Democrats want here? Because we cannot afford this.
You ask the question. You try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but you ask the question, are they trying to hurt our country? Are they trying to steal from the next generation? Because it seems like everything they do is completely opposite of what they say it's for. If they say it's for the children, it hurts the children. If they say it's to help the economy, it hurts the economy. If they say it's for the future of our country, it's against the future of our country. I mean, I think people are getting wise to this, but 2022 and the elections can't come fast enough.
No, it's true. And again, elections have consequences. And former President Trump warned us what was coming down the pike if this happened. The issue is, are there enough Democrats willing to take a stand, Congressman? What are you hearing from folks across the aisle?
Unfortunately, they are, you got to give it to them. They are in lockstep. It's almost as if they're not independent thinkers over there. They talk about being independent, but Republicans, the greatest thing about us is sometimes the worst about us, and that's we're a little independent in our thinking. Well, that's great, but they are in lockstep. They are run under the iron fist of Nancy Pelosi. They'll probably pass this in the House, even with a historically razor-thin majority. And then it goes to the Senate. Some of these things are still in the balance to see whether the parliamentarian will allow some of these to go through what they are calling the Byrd Rule. Harkening back to Robert Byrd, to see what can go into this reconciliation maneuver. It's a real mess. But look, elections do have consequences, and we're certainly seeing them right now.
I'm curious about this vote that's expected to happen today on the Equality Act. There's a lot of concern, not just among churches and religious groups around the country, but also among feminists and biological women.
Yeah, this is a radical power grab by the federal government, Democrats right now, over our beliefs and just basic biology. They talk about following the science. This has nothing to do with science. But with the sad news that you've probably seen this, it came out just a few minutes ago, is that according to Hasbro, Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister.
Yes, Congressman, we broke into our regular programming just a little while ago to break the news to the American people. This is just nuts.
We're all going into our grandparents' attic trying to find the old Mr. Potato Head. But look, there's three reasons, Todd, why I'm fighting against this so-called Equality Act. Again, they call it one thing, but it's not really. It expands abortion. It cancels the two gender. It eliminates religious liberty.
It does. And Congressman, again, I think this is a very concerning piece of legislation. But going back to what we just talked about, elections have consequences. And I hate to say this, but I blame the Never Trumpers out there who fought against President Trump. We had the opportunity to give him a second term to stop this kind of stuff from happening. But now it's open season on all of us.
You're darn right. I mean, you look at what the president did, I am so grateful for President Trump and what he did. Like, he's not, he never said he wanted to be anybody's best friend, right? You're not going to have him to your Thanksgiving dinner. Look, he's the president. He's pretty much going to make it, to your Thanksgiving table. So live your life like you want to live it. Let him do these great policies, which helped lifted the whole tide of the economy. Women, minorities had the best economy they've had in over 50 years, and that's true equality. When you get that, and people are working their way up, but it scared the Democrats to death. Mueller investigations, Russia investigations, that he was twice, two failed impeachments and failed Senate trials. They went after him continually, and some of the foolish Republicans, they're still buying into it. They're still anti-Trumpers. They're still trying to cancel him. But he was for the American people regardless of where you came from, regardless of what you believed. He was for all of us. And I tell you what, he's still a force to be reckoned with, even without Twitter, even without being in office. And I think that's what the Democrats fear the most.
Well said. Congressman, as always, we appreciate your good words, and thanks for hopping on the program today.
Thanks, Todd, for having me.
All right. Congressman Ted Budd, all you folks out there in North Carolina, got a good guy representing you out there. By the way, we're going to get this this audio for you in just a moment. Senator Rand Paul at hearings, the confirmation hearings for Dr. Rachel Levine, the man who identifies as a woman, set to be the assistant HHS secretary. And Rand Paul really grilling Dr. Levine, says, "You're willing to let a minor take things to prevent their puberty, and you think they get back. You have permanently changed them. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them." We're going to get to that in just a little while. I hope you folks understand what is coming down the pike here in this country. From theblaze.com, this story: a proposed California bill would fine retailers $1,000 if they do not create a unisex, gender-neutral space in its toys and apparel section. So this ties into the Mr. Potato Head story here. So in a nutshell, if you own a department store, you would no longer be able to say, you know, when you go in and you say, "Can you tell me where the men's department is?" You're not going to be able to do that anymore. Grace, Avery, no more men's or women's department in the department store.
I honestly go over to the men's sometimes because they have better graphic t-shirts. I mean, there's not like some passcode I got to use to get in there if I want to.
Yeah, men do have better graphic t-shirts, I
they
will
do.
Say that.
But at the same time, I mean, there are certain products in the retail section, right? Certain products in the retail section that are meant for women, and there are those that are meant for men, more so women.
Like, yeah, women's pants socks are different than guys' pants,
socks.
Like the sizing. Socks. What
not
the?
Socks, David. Not socks.
Oh, my gosh. But, like, jeans. I mean, the sizing's different. The way they're made is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they sent me on a side note. Back when I was a reporter at Fox, they sent me on the day after Thanksgiving to report from Macy's at Herald Square.
Uh-huh.
Do you know? That's like, you know, I hate to say this, it would be like opening up a barbecue joint in the middle of Mecca. I mean, it's like a war zone.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, isn't that a great visual there?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is a very accurate visual, yeah.
So anyway, I found a spot where I could, like, report from. And I tagged out my report. This is live coast to coast. And I said, "Reporting from Ladies Unmentionables, I'm Todd Starnes with Fox News." Yeah, but it was, nobody was there.
Ladies anymore,
I know,
apparently.
You can't. You just call them unmentionables.
Unmentionables.
But I'm just.
And then everyone's really confused.
Yeah. It's all very confusing. But anyway, good luck trying to find the girls' department and the boys' department. Otherwise, you're going to get fined $1,000. So, all right, folks, got
so much money.
Oh, it is nuts. We got to take a break here, guys. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The live show blog is up and running. Avery posting lots of stories. When we come back, we've got this audio from Senator Rand Paul. We're going to get to that. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. As promised, we've got that audio. This is Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Rachel Levine. This is the man who identifies as a woman who wants to be the assistant HHS secretary. Let's take a listen.
"Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER. But you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back? You give a woman testosterone enough that she grows a beard, do you think she's going to go back looking like a woman when you stop the testosterone? You have permanently changed them. Infertility is another problem. None of these drugs have been approved for this. They're all being used off-label. I find it ironic that the left that went nuts over hydroxychloroquine being used possibly for COVID are not alarmed that these hormones are being used off-label. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them. We do know that there are dozens and dozens of people who've been through this who regret that this happened and a permanent change happened to them. And, you know, if you've ever been around children, 14-year-olds can't make this decision. In the gender dysphoria clinic in England, 10% of the kids are between the ages of 3 and 10. We should be outraged that someone's talking to a 3-year-old about changing their sex. I can't vote for you if you can't
make
a decision.
Thank you so much, Senator Paul. Senator Levine, thank you for answering the question. I will turn to Senator Baldwin.
Okay, so that's not the so anyway, we'll get the right audio here, and that's a portion of it, and we'll get back to that in the top of the next hour. In the meantime, I want to go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Mike in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I hope you're feeling better today.
Thank you.
And you, he was right on the money when he asked. Those were perfect questions. I have a question for you, sir. Do you think that the Antichrist could be a transgender? I am the ultimate shapeshifter.
I have no earthly idea, Mike. And a joke? Are you being serious?
No, I'm serious.
Serious. I mean, your response to it—that's why I'm asking.
Well, no, they have to be inclusive, and I think the Antichrist, you know, would want to be inclusive, so he would fit in and fool everybody.
Well, I have no earthly idea whether or not the Antichrist is transgender, Mike. Appreciate the call, though. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, the reality here is that we are dealing with sex and gender revolutionaries. This is part of an agenda that started back in the 1950s and ginned up during the second of the 1960s. And there is an effort to undermine American society. How do you do that? You destroy the nuclear family. It's all very simple. Look at the foundations of the Black Lives Matter movement. What is the foundation of the Black Lives Matter movement? They want to destroy the nuclear family. It's in their documents. All you have to do is read it for yourself. All right, let's go to Barbara in Benton, Arkansas. Hi, Barbara. What's going on?
Hey, Doc. I tell you, I have a story about the reparations things. Can I tell you?
Well, let's go. Yeah, you don't have a lot of time, so go for it.
Okay, well, I had this girl that worked for me that said that she was just waiting for Joe Biden to sign the order that they got reparations. And I told her, I asked her some questions. Have you ever used an outdoor toilet? Why, no. Have you ever done cotton field work? You know, field work. Why, no. I said, has your parents ever owned slaves? Have you owned a slave? Do you know anybody that's been a slave? Well, no, but I don't care what your ex-relatives did way back 100 years ago. If you ain't lived a slave, you don't deserve nothing, and you're not going to get nothing. I have a mortgage. You're welcome to my house if you want it that bad. You pay the mortgage. I got credit cards. You want them? You pay them off. You want my credit to make the bill? You pay it. I'm paying you a dime for nothing. My son and my daughter has, on their father's side, they're 3% African-American. So what are they going to do about the folks that aren't 100% of African-American? Are they going to get reparations? Because if they are, hey, you know, I'll start paying.
Well,
and I'm paying my share.
Now, Barbara, this is an interesting question. And, of course, you know, President Obama would probably be in the best position of all to address how to handle that particular issue. But you're right. What percentage of black do you need to have in your team to be considered African? We had somebody reach out to us a little while ago on the Facebook page, and they asked about Native Americans. What about Native Americans? Should they get Manhattan? Should we have to give Manhattan Indians? I don't have a problem with that, actually. We can let them have New York City. Barbara, thanks for the phone call. You can sit back and laugh about it, but there are people out there who actually believe this. They really do believe that you should fork over some of your money every week to an African-American. I would love to hear from African-Americans who are listening to this program. The idea that you are owed something. I mean, do you support this agenda? Do you support this idea that you are owed something because of something that happened in this country over 150 years ago? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Someone sent this to me last night. It's a fascinating story out of the U.S. Air Force Academy. And I will say this, out of all the branches of the military, the Air Force seems to be the wokest of the bunch. So the Air Force Academy has just opened up a safe space for cadets. And this safe space is it's something brand new. It's called the Diversity and Inclusion Reading Room. And the Air Force says they wanted to provide a safe space for cadets where they could discuss issues like diversity, racism, and respect for all. They say the idea came about in the wake of George Floyd's death. And the Air Force says they need to understand challenges about diversity, racism, and injustice. And I get that, but how about providing a room where cadets learn how to defend our borders and shoot down enemy planes and drop bombs on the bad guys? What about a room for that over at the Air Force Academy? So look, the lines have exploded. We're going to get to your calls here momentarily. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.